1 Samuel chapter 25. And Samuel died, and all the Israelites were gathered together and lamented him and buried him in his house at Ramah. And David rose and went down to the wilderness of Paran. And there was a man in Maon whose possessions were in Carmel, and the man was very great, and he had 3,000 sheep and 1,000 goats, and he was shearing his sheep in Carmel. And now the name of the man was Nabal, and the name of his wife, Abigail. She was a woman of good understanding and of a beautiful countenance, but the man was churlish and evil in his doings, and he was of the house of Caleb. And David heard in the wilderness that Nabal did shear his sheep, and David sent out 10 young men, and David said to the young men, "Get up to Carmel and go to Nabal and greet him in my name, and you shall say this to him that lives in prosperity, 'Peace be both to you and peace to your house and peace to all that you have. And now I've heard that you have shearers, and now your shepherds which were with us, we did not hurt them, neither was there anything missing from them, and all the while they were in Carmel. Ask your young men, and they will show you. For this reason, let the young men find favor in your eyes, for we come in a good day. Give, I ask of you, whatsoever comes to your hand to your servants and to your son David.' And when David's young men came, they spoke to Nabal according to all those words in the name of David, and then ceased from speaking. And Nabal answered David's servants and said, 'Who's David? Who's the son of Jesse? There are many servants nowadays that break away every man from his master. Shall I for this reason take my bread and my water and my flesh that I've killed for my shears and give it to men whom I do not know from where they come from?' So David's young men turned their way and went again and came and told him all these sayings. And David said to his men, 'Put your swords on.' And they put every man on his sword. And David also put on his sword. And there went up after David about 400 men, and 200 stayed with the stuff that they had. But one of them young men told Abigail, Nabal's wife, saying, 'Understand this, David sent messengers out of the wilderness to salute our master, and he railed on them. But the men were very good to us, and we were not hurt, neither did we miss anything, as long as we were conversant with them when we were in the fields. They were a wall to us, both by night and day, all the time that we were with them keeping the sheep. Now, therefore, know and consider what you will do, because evil's determined against our master and against all his household, for he is such a son of Belial that a man can't speak to him.' Then Abigail made haste, took 200 loaves, and 2 bottles of wine, and 5 sheep already butchered, and 5 measures of parched corn, and 100 clusters of raisins, and 200 cakes of figs, and laid them on donkeys. And she said to her servants, 'Go on, in front of me. Understand, I come after you.' But she did not tell her husband Nabal. And it was, as she rode upon the donkey, that she came down by the covert of the hill, and behold, David and his men came down against her, and she met them. Now David had said, 'Surely in vain have I kept all that this fellow has in the wilderness, so that nothing was missed of all that was pertained to him, and he has requited me evil for good. So and more also do Yahweh to the enemies of David, if I leave of all that pertains to him in the morning light any that pisses against the wall.' And when Abigail saw David, she hasted and got down off the donkey and fell before David on her face and bowed herself to the ground and fell at his feet and said, 'Upon me, my master, upon me let this iniquity be. And let your handmaid, I beg of you, speak in your audience and hear the words of your handmaid. Don't let my master, I beg of you, regard this man of Belial, Nabal, because as his name is, so is he. Nabal's his name, and folly is with him, but I, your handmaid, did not see the young men of my master, whom you did send. Now, therefore, my master, as Yahweh lives, and as your soul lives, seeing Yahweh has withheld from you from coming to shed blood and from avenging yourself with your own hand, now let your enemies, and they that seek evil to my master, be as Nabal. And now this blessing, which your handmaid has brought to my master, let it even be given to the young men that follow my master. I beg of you, forgive the trespass of your handmaid, for Yahweh will certainly make my master a sure house, because my master fights the battles of Yahweh, and evil has not been found in you all your days. Yet a man is risen to pursue after you and to seek your soul, but the soul of my master shall be bound in the bundle of life with Yahweh your Elohim, and the souls of your enemies, them shall he sling out as out of the middle of a sling. And it shall come to pass when Yahweh shall have done to my master according to all the good that he has spoken concerning you, and shall have appointed you ruler over Israel, that this shall be no grief to you, nor offensive heart to my master, neither that you have shed blood causeless, or that my master has avenged himself. But when Yahweh shall have dealt well with my master, then remember your handmaid. And David said to Abigail, Blessed is Yahweh Elohim of Israel, which sent you this day to meet me. And blessed be your advice, and blessed are you, which has kept me this day from coming to shed blood and from avenging myself with my own hand. For in every deed, as Yahweh Elohim of Israel lives, which kept me back from hurting you, except you had hasted and come to meet me, surely there would not have been anything left to Nabal by the morning light, any that pisses against the wall. And so David received of her hand that which she had brought to him, and said to her, Go up in peace to your house. See, I have listened to your voice and have accepted your person. And Abigail came to Nabal, and behold, he held a feast in his house, like the feast of a king, and Nabal's heart was merry within him, for he was very drunk. Therefore, when she told him nothing, less or more, until the morning light. But it came to pass in the morning, when the wine was gone out of Nabal, and his wife had told him these things, that his heart died within him, and he became as a stone. And it came to pass about 10 days later that Yahweh smote Nabal, so he died. And when David heard that Nabal was dead, he said, Blessed is Yahweh that has pleaded the cause of my reproach from the hand of Nabal and has kept his servant from evil. For Yahweh has returned the wickedness of Nabal upon his own head. And David sent and communed with Abigail to take her to himself for a wife. And when the servants of David were come to Abigail to Carmel, they spoke to her, saying, David sent us to you to take you to him to be his wife. And she rose and bowed herself on her face to the earth and said, Let your handmaid be a servant to wash the feet of the servants of my master. And Abigail hasted, rose up, and rode upon a donkey with 5 damsels of hers that went along with her. And she went after the messengers of David and became his wife. David also took Ahinoam of Jezreel, and they were also both of them his wives. But Shaul had given Michal, his daughter, David's wife, to Phalti, the son of Laish, which was of Galim. End of chapter 1.